Hi, everyone. My name is Alex Casares. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. I'm co-founder of Grupo Barco, which is composed by three companies, Barco Operators Náuticos, Casco Operators Náuticos, and Jet Projects and Consultant. In following shows, I will show you exactly what we are doing in my company. Today, I start my Yate International radio show, which you will watch every last Friday of every month with interviews. I will explain all news concerning the yacht industry in Balearic. And sometimes we could follow a practical industry example of how we work in a refit of a yacht here in Palma and following the evolution of the world during the weeks, month, until from the beginning to finishing of the works on board. Today, to my first show, I decide to invite the best possible guest for me, which is Miguel Ángel Lliteras. Miguel Ángel, welcome on board.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you. Thank you for your kind words.
Okay, yes. Also, now I will introduce Miguel Ángel Lliteras, because part of a good friend. He's a well-known inside the yacht industry, mainly because he was working in the yard in MB 92 during 20 years. At the beginning, he started as project manager, which is normal, until he reached the position of shipyard manager. Also during this time, he was involved in La Ciotat, in the single lift there in the yard, and also he was the manager in La Ciotat from MB 92 from Barcelona. And now, well, after 20 years, you decide to explore a new ways in your life. Basically, now you start working in a yacht agency, which is called Evolution Yachts. It's a well-known, it's one of the best agencies in here. So, during this time in MB 92, you met my partner, Sergio Pignoli. Yes. So, yes, I would like to. How was this period with him in Barcelona, with Sergio?
Well, first of all, more than 20 years. I was doing 21 years in MB92. It's important. Well, the thing is, for me, as you explained, I start as a project manager. Later, I was the operations manager before to be the shipyard manager. And during my period as operations manager is when I was working with your colleague Sergio Pignole, another good friend of us. Sergio was the responsible for the dry dock department. So in MB92, we saw that the yachts were bigger and bigger, and it's better to have some areas specialized. And since the beginning, we think that the most, or one of the most important areas to be specialized, was the dry dock department. That means all the work that you have to do under the waterline. So that's not only the anti-fouling or the preparation of the surface preparation. We're talking about all the mechanics that involve propellers, shaft, rudders, stabilizers, also the different grills, anodes, etc. And Sergio was the responsible of this department. He's one of the most, for me, the best professional in this field. He was working very hard with a young team, talking with people with a lot of experience, but trying to bring these people from perhaps another kind of yacht or another kind of boats to the yacht market, because this is a transformation that I have seen in my years in MB92, how we transformed the industry that was more involved with cargo and ships, cargo boats or cargo bunkers or containers, ferries, just to the yacht market. So always I make... We did the transformation there from Halloween to Walt Disney, because really, you can see, for example, I remember that in the floating dock or in the graving dock of the ex-UMB, that was the big shipyard that was near of MB92 and now is part of MB92, what is now the graving dock, the method of working was completely different. And in the dry dock department, we experienced that because at the beginning, we have a lot of rules for new rules for the workers, in order just to put your cover shoes to go on board, just to take care, just to put protections in some areas before to start the work. you can see that sometimes the engine rooms of this kind of yachts are like the main important room in another kind of yachts, because everything is clean, everything is under control. So that's why the change. But working with Sergio was great. Sergio is involved since the beginning until the end with the work. He's not the typical guy that likes to be in the office. He likes to be on the ground, just working with his hand, working with the team. He has always a great collaboration and a great friendly with the workers. That at the end is the most important thing. Just everybody that is working with Sergio feels like his best friend. That's great. He has always, when he's finished the work, he's always bringing the people to drink a beer with him. That's great. I drink a lot of beers also after the work. I went to a lot of concerts with him always, because both of us, we love music, different kind of music. We have some arguments about music.
Yes, but, I know.
Sergio, everybody that knows Sergio, is very big. But he's very big because he needs this space for his big heart, because he has a big heart. And he loves the people that he loves him. I will make you only one joke that we did to a captain with Sergio. I met this captain, and this captain met Sergio and me, but apart. No? He met me first, then yep. He met Sergio. And when I was talking with this captain about Sergio, I introduced Sergio as my brother. I said, oh, he's your brother. You know that?
The difference of the side.
And I said, yes, really, at the beginning, we were three, but he ate the other one.
No, that's funny. No, I think that what you are talking about, Sergio, you know, he's my partner, and now I want to say here in my show that for me is the best partner that I can have right now. It's yes or yes. For me, when we decided to start together, was easy. Between here, the we didn't spend time to decide how. Yes, we said yeah, go ahead. Each other was easy. I think that is the successful that we have in our company. Work together. We are very different. As you know, we met in the university, right?
You complement a lot with him, because at the end he has the knowledge, he has the experience, and he has the capacity of work. Because sometimes you see people that, of course, they are managing things and they are far away, but always you know that if you have a problem in your yacht and Sergio is involved, Sergio will be involved there in the yacht, will be there with the worker, will be there with you, will be there with the chief engineer, will be there touching with his hand the problem that really has with the shaft or with the propeller or with the engines that you have to put. He's talking with the driver of the crane. He will be involved, and to have somebody with the experience of Sergio on the heart, that is the best tool that you can have. He is the best tool.
Yeah, sure. Well, I absolutely agree with you. If not, now I cannot spend this time talking with you here. If it's because I know very well that he's on board now, working perfectly. The people is all the captains are happy with his work. So fantastic. Well, I think that it's good that we talk a little bit about him and his work, because normally, you know, I will try sometimes if someday I can interview him, but I'm not sure, because you know he prefers staying on boards and the yards and working. Not
this is your role. This is your role.
Exactly. It's not Sergio's role. So, well, now let's follow talking with you. Which is your role in Evolution? What you are doing exactly there?
Well, now in Evolution, I am the business development for Evolution. I am the business development because I'm looking new opportunities for this agency, because Evolution is more than an agency. Normally, when every judge is talking about an agency, they think about more about the concierge department. When a judge is arriving to any port, he has to arrange the different paperwork with the port authorities, with the police, with the visas, then to do some bookings for hotels, apartments, needs, or the things that the owners or the guests needs. but evolution is going one step forward, and we have different departments. As logistic department, we are moving things from the Caribbean to the Mediterranean, from the north of Europe to Spain. We have our also our provisioning department, our interior department, and we have two other departments that really is the difference with other agency. One of them is our customs, legal, and TPA departments. We have our main or our owner, the owner of the company, really is a European agent, just to offer to the clients the opportunity to do this kind of importation and exportation. We have a team of experts of 5 people in our company. A part of that, we have our spares and contractors department. Perhaps is one in I start in evolution in October 2020, and releasing the department that I see more increasing in the last month for my expertise, because of course I'm coming from the refit sector. And we are helping also the yachts when they are arriving to different ports that perhaps they have never been before. Just that we offer, okay, if you need anything under the technical point of view, now we have partnerships, we have relations, we have agreements with the most important companies and the most important official services in each different port. So part of my work is to visit different ports that are going from Cartagena, Valencia, Tarragona, Villanova, Barcelona, Rosas, in Vigo also, in Gibraltar, and obviously here in Mallorca, in the Balearic Islands, where I have relations for my work before with a lot of these companies. And this gives us, because the judge at the end is moving, so he knows that talking with us as Evolution, we can solve this problem because we have the different partners in the different places, and of course we are
everywhere.
We're talking with the best of them. And this is obviously my work here in Evolution. So it's of course, I have other roles, internal ones, because when you arrive there, and I have been involved with a lot of things in my company before, and I'm helping inside because now we're doing some internal changes, and I'm involved also with that. So I'm not bored. I'm quite busy.
No, and I think that you are doing amazing work with Evolution, with the agency, because it's not easy. I understand that you have a lot of things, and you know that your Evolution and Grupo Barco, there are different companies, but the good thing is you complement a lot what we are doing, because we offer basically our technical services direct to the yachts, and you're doing the rest of the services that sometimes are together. So no, it's really interesting what you are doing, and I think it's so difficult. So you are doing so well. So congratulations for that. Yes. Now talking about the let's start talking about the refit maintenance work in Palma. During your base, you are still living in Barcelona, but now you're traveling a lot to Palma and the other areas in mainland. For you, which is the big difference between Barcelona and Palma? About when we are talking about the refit and maintenance of the yacht, which is the big difference?
Well, big difference. There are some difference. At the moment, this difference perhaps can be complemented, but I will talk to you about two of them under my point of view. The place where there are more yachts, not in Spain, we're talking about all the Mediterranean, is in the Balearics. Yeah. So if you now you're going to any platform and you check the number of yachts that are nowadays that we are finishing now May in Mallorca, well, in the Balearics in general, but we talk more about Mallorca, is the place where there are the more yachts. The thing is that when you compare the different length of the yachts, you can see that, for example, in Mallorca, you are on the top level under 55-60 meters.
Exactly.
When you start to compare in numbers of yachts, that the yachts that are between 60 and 70, then you are not in the first position. They are not a refit areas that can be Barcelona, can be La Ciutat, or can be Genova, that the length between 60, 70 and more meters, they are with more yachts that we have actually in Mallorca. So nowadays, I can tell you that the refit sector in Mallorca is more specialized on the vessels and the 60 meters. Of course, here in Mallorca, there are vessels over 60 meters, but the number of these vessels perhaps is 4, 5, 6 in other places for the installation. Perhaps they have in other places, they have this big length. And the other big difference, and my point of view, and is a fiber or a good point for the Mallorca business, is the flexibility and the facility to access to any small company in the sector for the client. So in Mallorca, you have always talking about kind of business. You can have a main contractor in your refit. That pending of the refit that has to be done, under my point of view, is the best solution to have a big contractor with a big company, with a project manager on board, perhaps with a team of project managers on board, pending of the work to be done, because there are a lot of works involved, the planning, how affects the different deadlines in each project, is important to have this main contractor. But in other kind of works, of maintenance, perhaps you don't need this, and this is the captain that is really the responsible of the project, and he's the captain, or his project manager, or the management company that he has, that is taking care and talking with the different contractors, asking the same price or the same quote for different guys, and then you have the opportunity to go on board. But of course, that means that you have, as a captain, you have to work more because you have to be following.
Of course, yeah.
This contractor that is not done by the other one, and this flexibility that you have here in Palma. If the client is looking for that, you have it. In other places, it's more difficult because in other places, the shipyards are closed. So that means that all the work is under the responsibility of the shipyard, that I understand completely because they have their own installations, they are doing their own maneuvers, and is that the market that they have, and perhaps for the kind of length, because not, of course, it's not the same to do a refit with normal respect. It's not the same a refit on a boat of 40 meters and a boat of a yacht of 100 meters.
Yeah, of course. The walls are different, the difficulty is different, the companies involved are absolutely different. So we know that this kind of clients, customers, they are looking for more the traditional or closed model what we are talking now. That is.
But also for the big yachts, you have yachts that are in a refit shipyard for a period of 6 months to do a big refit, or sometimes you have only maintenance. Perhaps the yacht has to be hauling out only for 2 weeks because the only thing that they need to do is anti-fouling or just to change the anodes or just to repairing in the shaft line because it's a problem of vibration or something like this. So I think that for them, for this kind of work, it doesn't matter the length of the yacht. If you have an open shipyard, you can do this kind of work because at the end the captain knows the company that they want to use. Because of course they are official company, the official partners, that is if you have a quantum stabilizer or you have a MTU engine, is the one that you want to use, no?
Yeah, sure. Now, later in the other question, we will talk about the difference between these two different models. Yeah, but basically what you say, I think that is an open yard is where we are based now. Our offices are inside the open yard.
And another good thing about Mallorca is that the industry, under my point of view, in Mallorca, is so good that you are, how to use this word in English, you are sporting this model, because you are when you are going to any other place in the Mediterranean, you always find companies that originally are from Mallorca. It doesn't matter if you're going to La Ciutat, if you're going to Barcelona, if you're going to Valencia, you're going to Genova, you will find always 2, 3, 4 companies that originally they are from Palma. And that's great because that means that the model that we start or do start in Palma is great because the quality of the professionals, how the people is growing in the companies, because you know people that are starting as a student in some of them and now are to be responsible of this company. Also, I have seen that here in Mallorca, they have a good relation between these companies and the university and the schools of formación profesional. That is the name that was in Spain. That is very great because sometimes you are arriving to some shipyard that they have a beautiful installations, but you don't see an industry behind them. Here you have this industry. The industry is here. You are going to the big shipyards here in Palma. It doesn't matter if you are going to the site of Acero de Mallorca or you are going to STP. And you see the amount of people moving there, cars, vans, trucks, cranes, different people working, It doesn't matter if they're electronics, carpenters, welders, piping, mechanics. It's amazing. And you have two, three, four, and sometimes seven different companies doing the same work. And there is enough work for all of them, because not any client is the same. Because, as I told you, it's not the same, the captain and the work to be done in a yacht of 25,
more yacht, 30, 40 yachts, yeah.
and in the other yacht. So, and I am not only talking about the quality. I think that the quality is great in all of them. Sometimes it's the capacity to do this job. Because, of course, when you, for example, I'm talking about a scaffolding company. Just to do a scaffolding on a yacht of 100 meters, you need a lot of people.
A lot of people. So,
another example, your company. You have seen how your people have been growing up in the last in the last years. And you are more than 50, I'm not wrong. So,
yes. That's what we said. I think that the open yard, what allows, between the different companies, because they are increased the number of the companies during the years there, because and you can grow inside in a open yard, and this competitive between the companies, they make that you have been all the time in progression in your own company, try to learn, try to do your best, because if not, and this I think this is part of the in this advantage is a positive part from the customer. Yes. Well, later we will talk again about these two parts. Talking about now Palma, you're part of the you basically already said what you think about it, but if you have a client, let's say no less than 60 meters, because it's clear that here is no the length of the boat here in arrive in Palma is less than 60 meters for not for berth, but mainly for maintenance or repair, for the capacity that we have here in Palma. Why, for example, you will recommend a yacht less than 60 meters come to Palma instead other places in mainland?
First of all, because perhaps the yacht is in Palma. That is another good thing that you have in Palma.
You have you are right.
You have great marinas not only in Palma, in all Mallorca Island, in the Balearics. So so at the end, the yacht feel like he's at home or she's at home, because a lot of captains, a lot of crew are living also here in Mallorca.
They are living here,
When a captain and a crew has seen how is the life here in the island, not only in Palma, because of course you can see a lot of them living in Santa Catalina, for example. It's full of
very close to the port, yeah.
Exactly, but if you are going to the center of the island, to Alaró, Binissalem, Lloseta, small villages in the center of the island, you have seen a lot of captain and a lot of crew living there. So I know a lot of people that when he has been working in Mallorca for a period or two refit periods, finally they decide to be here. So one thing is that you feel like at home, because at the end is your home. Another thing is that that you have the both options. If you want to go with the model of a closed shipyard with a main contractor, you have this option, for example, with Astilleros de Mallorca, that they have a very good reputation in the market. But at the same time, you have the option to do it by yourself, checking which companies do you want to use. Of course, you have to work with all of them, but you have this option also. So here, when you are going to the different societies, you can see the amount of companies that are in Mallorca, and they can do a great work. And you have confidence with some of them, and nobody tells you which company you have to use. You have your own, at the end, is your own decision. So finally, you want to use your own electrician because you have a lot of confidence with this electricity company or with this electronics or with this carpenter. You can use it without any problem if you are going to this open market that is here in Palma. And the other thing is the amount of industry, because of course in the yachts there are some words that are always the same, are quite similar, but there are always new things, and when you arrive into other places you don't find who can do that. In Mallorca really is the model is like the model that we have in evolution. It's like don't ask me what I do, tell me what you need.
yeah
And here in Palma, then it's easier just to find, because finally you will find somebody that is doing this work in Palma. And most of the, because we have our people that are really from Mallorca, but another people, crews, that finally they start their own company here in Mallorca. So really there is one other thing that is important also is that all the companies in Mallorca, most of them, they are talking in English. That is very important. Sometimes you're going to other places and they are using their own languages, Spanish or French or Italian, but these small companies, nobody's talking English. Here in Mallorca is impossible. Everybody's talking in English or in Mallorca. So
it's difficult to develop your business if you don't speak English. That's it. So well, as you know, just because I've been working as years during close 4 years. Mm-hmm. So after I decided to go for my own and start my own business and until now. So again, what I said, I learned a lot during my time in the same like you in MB92. For me, it was the school to start for my own and develop myself technically. But also, I've been a very, I love this part of the because when I was working as Astilleros, I was working inside the STP, mm-hmm. or in the facilities in STP, which has, is the open model. And I love it, this kind of model, mm-hmm. because I was in an open yard, but working in a closed model. So at this time is what I felt that you can work together. I mean, it's a place, it's an open place, but you can work as a closed model, because basically I could arrange everything from there. So I feel that kind of, because I was captain before, I feel that kind of that it's free to decide with who, when, was more clear and fair. So that's for me one of the is where when I decide to start for my own, and all the respect of the traditional model. But I think that, for example, I say that Astilleros de Mallorca now is close to 80 years old. But we can say that when appears the open model in now 15 years ago is when really start to the Dutch industry in Palma to grow more. If not always say, I put my example, I start alone as a freelance in 2015. And now, we are 40, 45 employers. So that is not possible if it's don't exist a model like open. Well, also we talk later. Again, talking about your evolution, let's back again to evolution. Well, we are still during the pandemic with the famous COVID that make a lot of damage in many sectors. Probably in our sector, we can say not the worst, of course. It's not we are not in normal time, normal year, but in general, everybody is working. But how affect in evolution the pandemic, the COVID?
Well, of course, at the beginning was a shock, because during 2 weeks, looks like was all the market was stopped. But in evolution, always, this is the name of our company. We are in complete
evolution.
So we see that we can help, or we help a lot our clients during the pandemic, because we start to talk with the different medical centers in all the different cities, just to arrange with the crews, the PCR, the antibody test, also with the owner when they are moving. Then we start with our travel letters, because the crews mm-hmm. need to go from one place to another. We check what is the best way that the crews were moving to their own countries, because of course some of them are from South Africa and some of them are from England. So we have to check with them what is the best options. So at the end, we have the opportunity to take contact with clients that perhaps never worked before with us, because they talk in different crews with other crews of another vessel, etc. They saw that, okay, evolution is our solution. Because we start our campaigns of, for example, for the visas, B1, B2, that that a lot mm-hmm. of people are moving from the States, because at the end a lot of yachts that wanted to go to the Mediterranean, they stay in the States. So the crew was to move from the States to Europe, and then they missed this kind of visa resolution. We solved this matter with the visas, also with the travel letters. When the you know during the pandemic you cannot move one place to another except if you are a seafarer, and then you have to demonstrate that you are on board of any kind of vessel. So we create this always this model of the travel letters, and we start to work with yachts that or with crew that perhaps never worked with us before, and that gives us the opportunity to show them how is evolution, and now we are working with the yachts. So at the end, we increase our market of yachts, because at the end, one of the most important things of an agent is to have the confidence of the client. Because at the end, the thing that we are doing as an agent is to facilitate the life when the crew, when the captain, the crew, the owners are in a place and they need something from this place. Because sometimes, of course, if a yacht is always in Palma, he knows how to move in Palma. But there are also things
they
don't know the city. And perhaps this yacht tomorrow is in Valencia. Valencia, they don't know anything about Valencia. They don't know anything about the port authorities. They don't know anything about customs. They don't know anything about how to arrive to the airport, or where are the best hotels, where to do the provisioning. Yeah. And this is what, when evolution is helping them. But with the pandemic, really, we create this other part of the business. Of course, the yachts were stopped. We organize medical visitors on board of the vessels, so we have.
That is what I remember. I remember that because now I talk to when during the lockdown, just before the lockdown, our company we decide because everything was well, in Italy was really bad. Then we decide for responsibility to stop work, and and I remember during the lockdown when all the industry and everything was stopped. Just the most important because there were a lot of. Crew members in the yachts in the port that didn't know what to do, exactly. and your work there was absolutely you need to be there, help these people that was in the yacht, they don't know what to do, come back to his country or not, stay in Spain. So your work there was
we create a lot of newsletters because I will not tell you every day. At the beginning was almost every day, but later was every week, because of course, the rules in each city, in each country change a lot, and we create this list that explain to everybody the rules to follow in each place. Because of course, in some areas the bars were closed, in some areas were open, in some areas you cannot move from your city, in some areas you can move out. So we create like a Covidpedia that we explain. Covidpedia, because we explain in each place what they have to do, and they agree a lot, because the last one that we want is that they have finally a penalty for something that they did wrong, because of course the rules were different and difficult for all of us also. But we create this confidence and this trust from the client to us, and that help us at the end.
I can imagine that for us were not easy, and basically it was like now in my home, and I cannot imagine how was the feeling of the crew members in a yacht here is out of the country if it's not that from your help that you at this time you knew everything, the news, how was development, all the pandemic areas, and you can help us. I think that was so important, your work during this time.
And let me add one thing about the pandemic, not only about evolution, but also one thing that I saw here, especially in Mallorca. During the pandemic, of course, you cannot travel because it was not allowed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps Mallorca was the only places that all the work were finished by the own companies in Mallorca, based in Mallorca. So finally, you don't need to bring the people from Germany or to England that are the official, perhaps, technicals, but knowing that they have a partner with some companies here in Mallorca, and they have a very good quality of the worker of these companies. All the work that were done during the pandemic were finished here in Mallorca, thanks to the companies that are originally here in Mallorca. And that's not bad in other refit sectors where you have a great installations, but you have to bring the technician from outside, because really they don't have a big industry as you have here in Mallorca.
Yeah, well, hopefully this pandemic is sooner than...
Now, as I told you, every week we are sending information to our client just to tell you how is that.
And
it's good to see that in the last weeks, all the news that we are sending to them are, okay, the frontiers are open. If you are coming now from UK, for example, is open. Of course, here in an island is another good thing because it's easier to control with the arrivals of the passengers because you have only the way to come by sea or by air. So it's easy to control if you want to do PCR or antibodies. It's easy to control them. And it's one of the safe areas in the Mediterranean to be here in Mallorca. And also, in case that you have a very bad luck and you have the coronavirus, in the area, not only in Mallorca, in general in Spain, because in Barcelona, if finally you have to be sick, it's better to be sick in a place as in Mallorca or in a place as Barcelona, where you have the best hospitals that you can find in the places that perhaps, with all my respect, but perhaps if you are sick in an island in Greece, I don't know if you have
The best could be more difficult. Could be more difficult. Okay, then let's back again to talk about the yard and as you know, here in Mallorca is still the two bigger models companies are Astilleros de Mallorca, and we have which is the traditional model, and we have STP, the open yard model. There are still one area which in the Mall Bay that they're still with the port authority thinking or deciding what to do in that area. My question for you, because you are very knowledgeable about the models about what happened in Mallorca, in mainland, in the other countries. In your own opinion, how we can solve the problem there between, because you know, for the same area we are fighting the if it must be an open yard or a closed yard, which is the best option, which is the and now this issue is there, and I think that this is stop any decision for part of the government because it's not clear what to do. In your own opinion, for your experience, what we can we can do in that area to make happy everybody, all the nautical sector in general, all the industry. I know that is not easy, but
as we said in Spanish, I don't have the barrita mágica. I'm not Harry Potter.
Of course.
No, but of course, here the open model is the model that more like in Mallorca, and is one of the things that is a reference for the market. No? A yacht that normally is coming to Mallorca is because they know they have more open market in order to do the works on board.
But as you said, we have the limitation of the length. That is what we said.
But
that the
of course, if you increase the capacity of the length here in Mallorca, finally, if you are to do this area just to put or to install a new Shibli, for example, of course, you are going to increase the hard standing area. Of course, we talk before about the length here in Mallorca. When I'm talking about the length, I was talking more about the length on the hard standing. Of course, you can have bigger yachts mooring alongside doing work because we have yachts of 70, 80, and 100 meters here mooring alongside, and do a great refit work to be done. But of course, you cannot haul out these vessels because you don't have the capacity to do the hauling out of these vessels. And finally, these vessels that perhaps they have the base here in Club de Mar or in Port Adriano, finally, they have to go to La Ciutat or to Barcelona or to Genoa in order to do the hauling out. And finally, it's not a good thing for the industrial. Now, sector in the Balearic, because you would like to do this work here. The model, of course, if the yacht is looking, for example, for a big refit, under my point of view, is better to use a closed model and to have a project manager of this taking care of the. I will not talk about all the works. I'm talking about the critical works.
Yeah.
So that means if you're going to do a paint project, it's important that somebody will be taking care of all the paint, scaffolding, and all the things that in you have to do there. Just removing of the fittings, just perhaps, I don't know, as this is the most important work, perhaps you are doing some work to be done in the shaft lines or in the propellers or with the gearbox. These kind of things has to be under control with, under my point of view, with one company that is taking care of everything, just to know when to have the health and safety department checking that some work can be done during the paint work and some work cannot be done. And in another part, you have that this kind of business can do a work that can be done in 1 month, and all of them are not really big works. They are works of 15 days, 3 weeks, and for this reason, perhaps you don't need to do or to have a main contractor. You can do it or you can arrange yourself. But of course, with this model, you need to, you have as a captain or as a project manager the planning well done in order to know the time that you will be on hard standing. You cannot be on hard standing forever.
So this control. Try to find a balance yeah. between that.
So the balance, I have seen that in some places you have a closed shipyard, and then is the shipyard that is taking care of everything, and that model works, one thing. But I have seen in another shipyards that the area is public, and this area that is public, that means that you make a reservation as a main contractor, and sometimes you make a reservation as a judge. So who is finally the one that is taking care of this area? Because perhaps depending of the offer that you have, imagine that you have, I don't know, 6 places, and I said, okay, why we book 2 of them for the model close and the other 4 for the model open? That can be a solution, no? And you have always this position, because of course when you are talking about the big jets, it's not the same, the flexibility that you have with the traveling, that always you can put the vessel where you want, because it's easier to move the vessel. With a system of a shiplift, for example, it's more difficult, because then you have this place, and until you finish with the yacht that is in this place, you cannot put another one there. With the travel lift, also when you have a hole in the middle of the esplanade, then you can put the yacht that you have to put in place 1, you can put it in place 4 without any problem with the traveling. That doesn't matter with the shiplift model. I would like to have a varita magica and to tell you exactly what is the best solution.
No, but you start with something very interesting. You are talking about do something mixed, because of course the closed model and the open model have the advantages and disadvantages. It's try to find the balance between them and see how both can work together in the same area.
Of course, in this kind of land, it doesn't matter who is the main contractor. The control of the planning is very important. It's very important because you're talking about big projects, about reservations of yachts. And I understand that the planning of a yacht of 80, 90 meters has to be very strict, because of course,
they really need it. Yeah.
Have always a delay maximum of 15 days. That is a grace period. I don't know. Imagine that you have a bad weather or you have some problems or some deliveries, but you cannot delay a project like this 2 or 3 months.
Every day the boat on the heart, the expenses are massive. So they don't. It's not let's launch the boat 2 or 3 days later, which is not necessary. No, it's a lot of money. So it's clear that they want a clear.
You have to all the work that you are doing in this kind of business. It doesn't matter if it's an open model or a closed model. Every day, has to be under control.
That's nice. Also, I would like to talk here because it's not my sense. My real sense, because I have also my association, my nautical association in here in Palma, and sometimes I can see there is no. I don't know, because sometimes I say because this is an island, and in the islands are not the same how the things works. Are it's very different than in other places, for example in the mainland. And you're from Mallorca, but you are living in the mainland, you know very well. Talking about the sometimes we feel that the government is not 100% with involved in the optical sector and comparing with in other places. What do you think about this here and what do you think that what we can do that they really feel that they have to be involved?
As in other, well, in every industry, it's very important that the administration or the government will be involved with the companies, because at the end we are increasing the economy of the sector and the economy of the area. So at the end, my experience in Barcelona or my experience in La Ciutat, I have to tell you that always the port authority, for example, or the government of the city has been quite involved in the market. One good example is, for example, in La Ciutat. La Ciutat is really the government involved with installations there, is taking care of the installations there, because they know that, of course, La Ciutat, yes, you know, to explain, is a small village near of Marseille, so he has the big monster of Marsella near of La Ciutat, but the industry of La Ciutat is the shipyard. So they know that bringing the yacht to the shipyard to do a refit, and these yachts are there during the refit period, that is from end of August, beginning of September, until beginning of June, all the sector are winning. Not only the nautical sector, they are winning with the tourist sector, they are winning with the supermarkets, the shops, the business in the city. Everybody is winning at the end, because the people that are living on board of the vessel during the refit period, they are living in the city. So they need apartments, they need hotels, they need cars, they need to go for shopping. Perhaps they are coming with the family and they need the schools. They are moving one place to another. So it's amazing the amount of business that they are bringing to the city. So it's important that the government and the administration will be involved with that in order to help this industry, because sometimes they think that this is a rich industry. This is, of course, the owners of the yachts are rich. That's clear. But the people that we are working on that, we are not rich. We have working very hard since the beginning, and that's creating a lot of work. So examples as company that you said, hey, I was starting here with 8 people, and now we are 40 people. That increased the value of the company. That increased the value of the finance of the area, because you are creating work, you are creating value, and that's great. So I think that they have to be involved, and they have to understand that really what we need, because perhaps in these places, as Barcelona or La Ciutat, before was an industry in other sector of the nautical sector, and they see, for example, that when you're talking with somebody that is not involved with the yachts, they think that all of the people of the yachts here in Spain we name pijos. Pijos. We are working like you, but in place of to work in the car or in the driving sector, we are work or in the tourist sector, we are working in the nautical one, and we are moving a lot of money in this industry. And I think that the government has to help us also, because the same, you can see nowadays that different sectors are receiving. I'm not talking about to receive money or receive, no. It's sometimes the regulations, the laws that help us a lot, just in order to facilitate how are the taxes for this kind of business in the area. This kind of things has to help, because we cannot work behind. In some cities, and I have the experience to work in Barcelona, also in Tarragona, of course in Palma is different, because the people here has seen always the sea in front of them. But in cities as Barcelona and Tarragona, that are near of the sea, some years ago the city was looking to the mountain in place of to look to the sea. And they are looking to the sea, and they have seen the sector there, because sometimes it's not necessary to be involved with the just industry. You can see nowadays, I don't know, things as paddle surf or things as ski.
Yes.
That really is part of the industry, and you enjoy a lot to doing that. And you are, well, here in Mallorca, of course, the people are more involved with the industry, because our kids, for example, are doing vela, no? They're doing sailing.
Yeah.
We are going to different clubs like this. And this is part of the government has to push and to help us, because we need them also. We need them also as an industry, but we need them also that they understand exactly what we are doing here in terms of, as I told you, in terms of regulations. We have companies that are doing amazing works in the yacht. When a yacht of 80 meters tell us everybody, hey, I'm going to Mallorca to paint during 7 months. If you can imagine the quantity of people that is working on board of this kind of vessels, is amazing. I was talking the other day with one of the directors of STP. You have more than 2,000 people coming every year to STP for working. Every day.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, that's talking about all what you say that now. For example, now with the pandemic, you know that in Balearic Island the first motor have been the tourism that's clear the hotels and. But one of the things that the government must learn during this year of the pandemic is. Because with the pandemic, the tourists have been zero, of course, because everything was closed, and the yacht industry have been running during this year. Exactly. I mean, not just the yacht industry, the other ones, but mainly the yacht industry, which is the second important sector in Balearics, have been running. So, what I hope is in the future. Well, now they start to open the borders again, start the tourism is coming again, but they don't forget that the yacht industry have been most important, have been just the motor during this year in Balearic. And again, when we love that the tourism is back here with all the sectors, have many people working in the, so we really need the tourism back to Palma, but they don't forget the yacht industry, and they follow pushing to increase this sector. I try to do with my own in my association, help as much as possible with the young people, because it's as a Mallorcan. Well, for me, it was not easy to reach until here to have a companies, and it's not easy. So I try to help the young people, well, to develop his professional career here in the yacht industry. So, well, let's see if they learn about that during the what happened, and see if they really push hard for the future for the industry. So, for me, have been amazing interview. I love to talk with you. Every time I learn a lot. What I can say, thanks so much for this my first show. It's been a pleasure, and well, I for sure you will be again in my show in the future.
I will come with some cheerleader because he is quite white here behind me. But, yeah, welcome to the Alex show. But for me, has been a pleasure. You know that it's always a pleasure for me to talk about my experience. I have been a very lucky guy because I have been working in different places and I have seen how the refit sector has increased. Fortunately, in all the places, I have to tell you that one good thing about the refit shipyard or the refit sector in the yachts, the cake is very big. So that means that if we are doing good work, everybody can work on that. So, but of course, every time the client is more exigent and they want to have a very good quality on time, that is another important thing, on time, with a good price also. Every time there are more competitors, that's good, because that means that you have to, okay, algo se tiene en Spanish, ponerse la pila, put the batteries. I don't know. But it's true that always a competitor always helps you to make you better. And that's great. And this is one of the most important things that you have here nowadays in Mallorca, that you have a lot of competitors. And that means that you have to be, you cannot be relaxed. For me, a pleasure, Alex.
Again, a pleasure from my side. And we will follow working together with personally and our companies to push hard for this amazing industry. Well, I see you here in the show in the future. Okay.
Okay, I don't know if it's with this small camera. I don't see. Yes, okay, yes, the level.
Yeah. Evolution forever. Yeah. Okay, Miguel Ángel, thank you very much for all.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, everybody, and I will see you next time in the next show from Alex Casares. Bye, everyone.